All right, here we go. Ben Amitzarim with the Biyam Darkecha, Richard Mary Morganson, Slita, and Shvelunishas Rachapar Bas of Moshe, as the Shemisbachan, Besoris Tovas for all Klai Israel. He quotes his piece, Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachaveiro. He says, you know, where the Gemara tells us on Yuma Daf Tesamad Beis, that with Beis Amitish was destroyed because of sin is chinam. But Tzarech Lahavin Lama Biglal, Kilkala Keshe Ben Adam Lachaveiro, Nechra Beis Amitish, Mevatas, the Keshe Ben Adam Lachemisbach. Really, if you think about it, okay, so you weren't nice to each other. Did that really warrant the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? How does not getting along with our fellow brother or sister, how does that warrant a destruction of the Keshe between us and a Kaddish Baruch Hu? And he says something so simple but so beautiful. He says, at the end of the day, when we get upset at a friend, and we do something negative to someone, we say something negative, who are we really thinking that did it? We're thinking that person did it. But ultimately, who's controlling everything and every person in our lives? It's Hashem. Ve'ayinyanu, says the Rebbe Shemaya, Shem yesh sinas chinam ze megala she'ein emuna amitis. When we have sinas chinam, we have hatred or baseless hatred, or negative things about our friends or anything, it shows that we don't have complete emuna. We don't have real emuna. U'shelom makirim be'emes mitzias hashchina v'kach she'in mahinit manhiga hakol. When a person gets upset at someone, and you have hatred or baseless hatred, it's not just that at the end of the day, it's a mark on your relationship with your family, with the mishpacha, with your friends. It's a mark on your relationship with Hashem. Because if, at the end of the day, Hashem controls everything. When you have emunah in the Rabbanu Shem, when you have complete emunah, there's no place for hatred, for jealousy or competition. You only have peace and tranquility. We know that the Nevi'im tell us, there won't be any wars, and at the end of the day, Mashiach is going to come, everything will be complete. At the end of the day, to be able to realize that nothing happens in our life from other people unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. When a person firmly believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have zero tainas on anyone and zero machlokas. When I realize that everything happens to me, really it's coming from Hashem, says the Rebbe Shemar Morgenstern. You know why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? The Sinas Chinam was an outgrowth. Because at the end of the day, it was a lack of amunah. Because when someone does something to us, it wasn't because that person decided. It's because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to. It's an indictment on our own emunah. It's an indictment on our own faith. Because at the end of the day, if we firmly believe that anything and everything that comes to us really comes from Hashem, there's no need for hatred, no need for hating or negativity. It's rak shalom v'shalva. We realize that anything that happens to us from our friends or family, from anything that happens from any person, is ultimately for our message, is ultimately coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Because we didn't believe in the Kesher. We didn't believe in the Shechina. In our complete Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, Sin HaShechinim, to believe in Ahavas Yisrael 100%. But Ahavas Yisrael is only in an outgrowth. The Sin HaShechinim is an outgrowth of not believing completely in Hashem. So to understand, at the end of the day, Ben Adol Malkum and Adol Mechavero, they're completely hand in hand. When something happens to us from somebody else, we have to ultimately realize that it comes from only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To really dig down deep and to realize that even when someone hurts us, really, it's gam to the toivah. It's really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to ultimately dig down and to understand, to work on our Avos Yisrael is number one during these 3 weeks. But to remember to be able to working on our Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Emunah Pshuta, our Emunah Bitachon, complete faith in the Rabbanu Shem Shkoyach.